This is episode number 118, How to Stop Procrastinating. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drvcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence. Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. I'm super glad that you're here with me today, and I really want to encourage you in your practice this week, whatever it is in your personal life or your work that is especially challenging for you. Now, this podcast is for you if you love, serve, and teach other people, and you want things to keep getting better in your life. You want some encouragement and just one little idea today to get stronger in life or relationships or your work. I help people take control of their situation and have power to do what they need to do. And I've been talking a lot about this. I tend to be a confidence coach for tech leaders and executives and a well-being coach for teachers. And that's because teachers have this wonderful mission of helping other people reach their potential, a lot like coaches do, which is why I'm both a teacher and a coach. And when we put other people first all the time and we throw our time, talents, and energy into serving and teaching other people, a lot of times we put ourselves last. And in that space, honestly, that's a horrible feeling because you can never get enough sleep. Sometimes you don't have the energy to take care of yourself in exercise or eating healthy. And it feels like you're just last on your list. Well, I don't want you to be last on the list anymore. I want to encourage you and lift you up. So today we are going to talk about how to stop procrastinating. Has procrastinating ever come up for you? Is that something you've ever faced? Well, if you're human, it probably has. And in my experience, procrastination can last for days, weeks, months, or even years. In fact, I found myself once procrastinating on a project for one calendar year. And while I was procrastinating on that project, I did a hefty lot of beating myself up in my brain, telling myself I had a big problem because I just wasn't getting started. And then I started to assume that maybe people would stop expecting me to get that project done. Maybe they were going to just move on. And that did not happen. The good thing is I did finish the project and others did accept the project, but I learned a lot about procrastination in the process. So if you've had the problem of procrastinating, first of all, I want to encourage you because we all have that problem from one time or another. And when we're in the experience of putting something off that we really need to do, it can be debilitating. It can be very discouraging and depressing. And we feel pretty bad the whole time that we're procrastinating. But once we get things done, boy, it's a beautiful day. So let's reach for that beautiful day and figure out what makes us procrastinate and how we can stop doing it. And I hope today that you'll take one nugget away that you'll try this coming week in being the best version of you as you work towards reducing your procrastination. The first thing I want to say about why we procrastinate is that honestly, it's about needing to be seen as being successful. We have a great desire to succeed and we want others to think well of us. So many times procrastinating actually has nothing to do with the project at hand. It has to do with all the competing things that are much smaller. So it's much easier to go to a small project or a small task or a small something else and just say to ourselves, hey, I could get that done pretty fast. I think I will. So we'll get that other thing done. And because it takes some time, now the main project hasn't started and today we don't have time. So then we move it down the road to tomorrow and the same thing starts to happen. The easier, more quick to check off boxes get done. Those things are going to be fine because we want to be seen as getting things done. We want to be seen as successful. So that's really just a common experience. I've had that experience and it's possible that you may have had it too. But we don't want to have that experience anymore, right? We want to turn things around and make it different. So there are some things we can do that are really going to help with that. I'm going to talk about five specific things, and these are not rocket science. They're not new. I'm just putting them together in a way that makes sense to me, and I think it will help you too. Number one, drink plenty of water. You should be drinking 50 to 75% of your body weight in ounces of water. Now, that is if you're using pounds to measure your body weight. Think about how much water you drink. Sometimes your focus is absolutely destroyed by being dehydrated. I don't personally notice when I am dehydrated. I just notice I'm a little tired and my thinking is fuzzy. This does not count. Diet soda does not count as water. Juice does not count as water. We're talking plain, crystal clear, actual water. Now, if you are bored drinking water, I understand. I used to be that way myself. And I really like to put a little flavoring in that water. So if I could squeeze a lemon in there, put a few slices of cucumber or some strawberries and just kind of stir it around so there's a little flavor, that's going to help so much more than just plain water for me. And if you like that idea, I encourage you to try it too. Number two, get enough sleep. What is enough sleep? Some people really do live on less than 6 hours of sleep a night. I have been one of those people during my lifetime many times, but it does not make it healthy, right? If you sleep 7 or 8 hours or 9 hours, in that range of 7 to 9 hours a night, now you're getting enough sleep to biologically reset, to refresh the cells throughout your body for all those important processes to occur, including your subconscious brain thinking through things, sorting through things. You're getting the light sleep, the deep sleep, all kinds of types of sleep that you need throughout the night. And as you get enough sleep, you really do have more energy. But you can't have a good night of sleep if you have a long list of things to do. So it almost seems like saying, get enough sleep. Oh, sure. If I didn't have all these things to do, I could sleep. But I've got so much to do, I can't possibly sleep. But now I'm procrastinating and putting some things off because I don't have the mental energy to get them done. So think about this virtuous cycle. That's a self-defeating cycle, right? The thinking, I have too much to do to get enough sleep, and now I had a bad night of sleep, so I can't focus and get the things done. It's going to repeat every day. But if I make sleep the priority, if I say, you know what, I've got a lot to do, and I don't know if I can sleep, but I know that I won't be able to get this stuff done without enough sleep anyway, then I'm going to prioritize sleep. And I'm going to set aside the bedtime and the wake-up time and get refreshed and be ready to go. And it's much more likely I'm going to have a clear brain to see what my priorities are and stop procrastinating and just get on a task. The third one is be very careful about your consumption of refined sugar. People in popular media have talked about sugar consumption for a long time now, and now it's pretty much mainstream conversation. Too much sugar makes our brains lazy. It makes it so hard for us to focus. And we're talking about any kind of sugar, whether it's artificial sugar or real sugar. All these different things trick our brain, and they really make it hard to focus. They ruin concentration, in fact. So be very careful about your consumption of sugar. Pay attention to it and notice it. One tip I have for you today on the sugar line of things is when you cut lots of sugar down to nearly nothing, if you really reduce your sugar intake, you're going to notice that foods taste differently. In fact, they taste better. Pretty soon, you'll be more interested in eating the meats, fruits, vegetables, and complex carbohydrates that are good for you, and you'll be less interested in anything that typically would drive you to crave sugar. So think about that. Number four, reduce your social media consumption. If you want to stop procrastinating, pause or turn off social media of all kinds. Social media is a beautiful place to catch up with people that we love. I've been there. I enjoy that too. But it also leads to a habit of constant checking. And then we're worried when we don't see anything new. And then we're worried when we don't get new text messages or emails. And pretty soon we're checking all the time. At the same time, we're going to be overloaded by what we get through social media channels. So reducing your social media allows you the energy to stop procrastinating and focus on what needs to be done. And the last tip of these five is not to think about multitasking. There actually is no such thing as multitasking. I know I've been the person who thinks I multitask better than anyone. I'm amazing at multitasking, but that is not true. I'm actually task switching and exhausting my brain, moving from one thing to the next, losing time and energy. So when I think I'm a good multitasker, it's not really the case. Chances are you may not be either. So stop thinking about multitasking and just do one thing at a time. Now, as you choose what to focus on, what to let in, what to keep out of your body, your brain, and your life, you're going to have clearer thinking. You're going to be able to speak and write quality ideas and communicate differently. But most of all, you will have the power to interrupt any habits of procrastination that you've had. And the first thing to do is to take the very smallest step to get that thing done you've been putting off. The question is, what is the smallest thing you could possibly do to move forward on that project? And in the case of what I mentioned earlier, where I had put something off for a whole year, all it was pick up the cell phone dictation program and start talking into it. And it wrote down what I was saying, and it allowed me to get beyond my roadblock, which was getting on the computer with all of its distractions and trying to type. So think about the smallest thing you could do and those five ways to help yourself get more focused so you can move forward and stop that procrastination as much as possible. And again, I want to encourage you to just celebrate any wins along the way and be compassionate to yourself, because this is tough. We have so much competing for our time and energy and our attention span. It's not a shock that we all get distracted regularly, but you can do it. You can get through that procrastination zone and just take one small step today. And then tomorrow, take one more very, very small step. And pretty soon, you'll be getting a habit of momentum that is very much a rewarding cycle that will help you keep going. Well, if you would like some support on overcoming your procrastination, if you have that as a challenge, I might be able to work with you. I coach tech leaders in their confidence, and I also coach educators with their well-being. And in those two audiences, those two types of workers that I help, I often find that we have very similar challenges and very similar things to overcome. I'd be happy to work with you if my schedule fits it and you find that we're a good match. Feel free to contact me on my website, drbcoach.com. And until then, here's to being the best version of you.